right, this is the Back to Business podcast. I am James Patika with the Patika Wealth Management Group with UBS, and I'm here with John Patika, our portfolio manager, and my brother. And we have a special guest on the show today, Chuck Cashman, who is the Chief Revenue Officer for MarineMax. Chuck, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, the big question is, Chuck, did you Peloton this morning?
Peloton's at lunch today.
Okay.
Peloton's at lunch today. I got up and got back late from some business last night, so I slept in, but Peloton before lunch.
Before lunch. Mine's coming in next week, so we'll see how that goes. Laura's really excited, and she's not too enthused about going back into the gym, but she's really enthused about the Peloton being in her living room, so we'll see.
I tell you, in the world that we're going into, Peloton's amazing. I thought it was amazing before, as you know, right? We've talked about that, but I thought it was amazing before. And now with the apprehension of going back into gyms, its timing couldn't have been better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, the main thing, Chuck, is business obviously has changed. The world has changed. How has it affected MarineMax and in your life and how you guys go about business?
Yeah, no doubt. It's in business and life, you go through these cycles and you never really know what the trigger is. This one is a little more clear to figure out what the trigger is, but I've always thought there's a catalyst when you go through these traumas on the way out that changes behavior forever. And if you look at some of the crises that we've been through in the last two or three decades, there's always new and different behaviors, new and different actions. And I would tell you with all certainty, what I think is going to come out of this one is I've never seen the word virtual more. You've seen it more in 60 days than you saw it in 2 years. I'm 100% certain that there'll be a larger virtual component in all of our lives as we exit this pandemic. Even if there's a vaccine and it's totally gone, the catalyst has already happened, right? And I think there's wonderful advantages to it. When you look at our business, you know, we're a boat dealer. So I've been in it almost 30 years, 28 years ago. People came to the showroom. You age yourself, but it was before the internet. So there was really no online shopping. People would come to the showroom. They'd walk through the boats, they'd get an understanding of what was available. You'd give them a brochure, they'd go to the next dealership, they'd do the same thing. It was a 2 or 3 day process. Let's fast forward at 30 years, because there's been a lot of changes, but fast forward at 30 years. Today, you sit in the comfort of your home, you get HD quality virtual interactive videos. You can shop all of the brands from dealers that maybe you didn't even have in your town. You can do everything but possibly demo the boat. You'll get virtual walkthroughs. You get great statistics, great images, great information. You get feedback from people that have owned the boat. People walk in our store now. In some cases, they know more than the people that are working there. When it's your passion, you have the ability to dig in so deeply and accurately to really understand what you're looking for. So now what we're seeing is when people walk through the door, what maybe used to be a, hey, I'm going to look at 5 or 6 or 7 different brands and dealerships and try to understand it. You can learn almost everything our dealership's about, everything our brands are about online. You come through the door and said, I'm really here to see that boat. And I know you've got it. I know it's in blue and I want to see it. And here's the other boat that I'm looking at. So to the consumer, that's awesome. Time is the commodity that none of us can replace. If we can make it easier to do all that, I'm happy to do it, right? At the end of the day, I still want to win. I still want to sell the boat. We still want the customers to choose us. However, if that process is different and it can be easier for the customer to do at their time, at their leisure, when they have a minute, it's all to their benefit.
Are you seeing, like, I know you guys aren't doing boat shows or there isn't any boat shows anymore. I mean, has that been a significant impact with your company?
I would tell you it is for MarineMax, right? We're a little over a $1 billion company. It's our biggest expense. Other than personnel and inventory, it is the biggest expense in our world from a going to the market standpoint. We're panicked. We're thinking, how are we going to survive without boat shows? Now, fundamentally, and really to try to figure out the way the world was going, 2 years ago, we recognized it's a big expense. There are some challenges with it. We started virtual boat shows a couple of years ago. So we've got a little bit of running start on this. And while our virtual boat shows 2 years ago don't compare to an actual boat show even today, lessons learned from having 4 or 5 of them gave us an opportunity to react to COVID and to being shut down. I call it a running start. We have a running start on a virtual boat show. So pros and cons, I like going to the boat shows, quite honestly, because the product is there. And if you're a boat geek, the ability to crawl through all that product at one place at one time is phenomenal. You can't replace that virtually. I love the people, right? I love our customers. I love our team. That all goes away. So that's really challenging. But if you're a consumer and you want to go to a boat show, I can really give you everything you wanted short of the tactile, the touching, feeling, smelling, the spatial. I can give you all that virtually.
Mm-hmm.
The con is now you don't have to go to an event that has 10,000 people. Now, boat shows, I will tell you, there's indoor and outdoor. Indoor, I think, is really going to be a challenge. I don't know. You know, we do a show at the Javits Center, which is kind of the triage center in the heart of coronavirus. I don't know what that's going to be. I know that in that show, we generally sell a couple hundred boats, and I don't want to lose that revenue. So we're looking very hard. It's in January. So it's at a time where everybody suspects that COVID could ramp up. So clearly we're making alternative plans. I think I can simulate everything but what I told you, right? You can't get on the boat, but I can give you information. I can give you pricing. I can literally take you on a virtual sea trial, which you can't in New York at that time, right? Weather's miserable. Mm-hmm. We can provide all of that. I can't provide the sit behind the helm and see how it feels.
With everything going on, how is the demand for boats right now?
We sat in a meeting, I would say now a little bit over 8 weeks ago, executive team meeting on the cusp of Corona, and we see this wave of shutdowns. The virus didn't scare us as much as the shutdowns. So imagine being a business owner. We're in multiple states, 60-plus locations, and basically the municipality and every place you are says, you can't open, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that to us is revenue goes to zero. We're running through all the scenarios that would come along with any business that can't open. But because we're deemed essential, we actually service a lot of municipalities for the Marine Patrol and the Coast Guard and all those things. We found the areas that we could safely and legally open, and we did, which helped. The technology side of our business has been exponentially getting momentum. Talking about 2 years ago, we were kind of ahead of this, saying we need to have virtual boat shows. We need to have a better digital platform. We have all that, so we started leveraging it. But we literally thought, sorry, it's a long answer, but we literally thought our business was going to be zero. We always know, right, one of the pillars of our company, we know that people, boaters, love boating. They're so passionate to be on the water. If you looked at my phone, up to 85% of my pictures are probably have water in the background. I'm a boater. I'm a ferocious boater. If I get a minute, I want to be on the boat with my family and friends. So that's my life. That's extreme. Not everybody's there. But I tell you what has surfaced out of this. There is no safer, and I believe this, there is no safer and better place that's fun and exciting that you can be with your family, close friends, than on a boat. And it doesn't matter the size of the boat. Be a little boat and you take a small group. And even a big boat, you don't have to take a big group. It gives you that sanctuary that you know you're safe. A bad day on a boat is better than a good day almost anywhere. The view is incredible. You're out in the air. If you're a boater, right? It's just an uplifting place to be. And we're seeing that really start to manifest itself with clients that have said, I want a boat, but I'm going to Europe for 2 months. Well, you're not going to Europe for 2 months right now. I want a boat, but my kids are going away to camp, so they're not going to be around for the summer. Well, the kids aren't going away to camp. And all of the things that we used to challenge, I don't worry as much about the competitive boat dealer down the road. I worry about trips to Europe, cruises, country club memberships, kids going to camp, the inability to carve out time. Everybody's working from home. Everybody has time. The homes now are more occupied than probably ever because kids aren't in school. And the family unit, you talk about catalyst, something is transforming with a family unit. I've not spent more time with my family than I have in the last 90 days. Mm-hmm. It's been phenomenal. You forget the workaholic part of it. You are forced to change your behavior, and it's really coming for the better. You know, we've preached balance. We possibly haven't lived balance as much. I have more balance. I'm with my family. I'm actually between boats right now, so I'm going crazy waiting for my boat to come in. That's what we do. So to our customers that are boaters, it's ferocious. You talk about the passion to get back on the water. We sell fuel at marinas. Fuel sales have been double for quite a while now. Every weekend is the 4th of July, is a quote from one of our marina managers. Mm-hmm. We are literally selling out of fuel every single weekend. It's phenomenal. right?
And feels and cheap, too.
It feels phenomenally cheap, right? You couldn't find a more perfect storm of great news from that standpoint, right? We don't want to understate what's going on out there in the world, and I know it's very difficult, but if you have the ability, if you have a boat, let's say you have a boat, I need to sell you a boat. You have a boat, get out on the water. It's awesome. You ask your family, you want to go boating? I'm assuming most of them say, heck yeah, we do. Let's go out. Mm-hmm. And you're safe and you're isolated, but you're experiencing something that's pretty special. And we're seeing that passion show through the customers.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's how behaviors have changed. I mean, you're even seeing like our high-end like RV sales are going up pretty big too, because people are being mobile. They can detach that thing with Wi-Fi and then go anywhere they want, some of these yuppies. And it's amazing how people have changed in such a short period of time. I mean, just a few months.
No doubt, right? And in our history, usually every crisis, we're the first to get hit, we're the last to recover, and it's because it's a financial crisis. Mm-hmm. And again, not to understate that there is a financial crisis going out there, but it is not as deep and dramatic as it was in, say, 08 or 09. Right now, marine lending is, they're hiring underwriters because the demand is so high. There was a little spike in rates, and it wasn't because they're putting risk on it. There was a spike in rates because demand is so high that the costs have risen to process the amount of loans. But it's still a historical low. I mean, right now you mm-hmm. can get a boat loan in around 4% is, in my 30 years, I'd sign up for that for the rest of my life, right? There may be blips where you're under it. However, that's really, really good money for a boat loan.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of change gears a little bit, I mean, as far as supply chains, I mean, you were one of the earliest people that we've talked to that when this virus was coming out, you had contacts over in China and other places in the world, and you were saying, hey, look, there is a problem, and it could potentially be a really serious supply chain problem. Are you seeing any of that now? Have those things worked themselves out? I mean, what does that look like right now?
So the short answer is yes, but it's one you have to peel. So 100%, I expect there's going to be supply chain challenges across the board. The depth of the challenge will vary from supplier to supplier. We're very thankful that the brands that we deal with, we're very selective on the brands that we carry. They're deeper, they're professional brands. They understand these potential risks. They generally keep a running supply in stock. So I think we're going to see supply chain issues across all the segments, across all industry. However, I think the quality companies that have a good intuition to forecasting, I don't think my intuition was that special. It was there. If you see it, there are reactions to it, and some of our manufacturers reacted to it. Funny enough, the boat windshields are literally made by one company. And that company, when you shut it down, there's no boat windshield. You can't. Mm-hmm. That's more of a just-in-time type of a thing. The auto industry goes to just-in-time. You know they're having supply chain issues. They have to be. Because of the space and the footprint, the ongoing cost. But yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It's one that's variable. It's not the same to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I would tell you in February, I thought we had a slight inventory challenge. We were probably a little overstocked. That's worked to our advantage. And very rarely does it ever work to your advantage. But it's worked to our advantage now that I had a little bit extra inventory that allowed me to weather the 6 weeks that most of the U.S. all the worldwide manufacturers were literally shut down. 6 weeks. I had 6 weeks extra supply. Mm-hmm. So now I'm to the other side where I'm ready for some new boats to come in, and we're actually in a perfect inventory position.
The media usually portrays, yeah, we're supply chain disruption and so-and-so there's an issue, but they don't take the other side of, you got some really smart people that are trying to work these problems out, and then they're going to figure out a way. I mean, America is very innovative in that front and trying to work the problem, figure it out.
You could have a whole podcast on media, but I will tell you that I've never seen a story on media that said, hey, everything's good today and it's all humming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Well, Chuck, we certainly appreciate your time. We thought that was very insightful and giving us a peek behind the curtain of Marine Max and what you all do in the boating industry. So I guess I'll leave you with the final thought here. Is there anything you wanted to add to our discussion today?
No, I think it's been great. To me, I always try to bring a little bit of optimism blended with reality that there's always tough times. And in my brief history, I've always come out of tough times with strength and things that you learn and the lessons learned. And hopefully whatever business everybody's in, there is a brighter side to it on the other side. And the strength that we learn in the tough times, we use this word a lot internally, we're battle tested, right? I mean, this isn't our first crisis. And I think the strength of the other crises, when you're in them, it's brutal. on the other side of it, it gives you strength for the next one.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming, Chuck. We really appreciate it. We'll let you get away and do your Peloton training here really soon.
Happy to be here.
All right. Well, if anyone has any additional questions for Chuck or anything about MarineMax, please feel free to reach out to us, and we look forward to talking to you next week.